Since he became his party's presidential nominee, John Kerry has started receiving intelligence briefings. He's been given classified information about sensitive matters of national security. In every election, intelligence officials, working at the direction of the incumbent president, give information to the candidates who want to replace him. Thomas Powers is the author of Intelligence Wars, American Secret History from Hitler to Al-Qaeda, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems these briefings have taken place during most of the time you wrote about in that book.
They have. They were initiated by President Truman for President Eisenhower, and they have continued ever since. It's always a delicate matter, but it's routine and expected that the nominee will receive some kind of a briefing before the election is actually held, and then probably others after the election.
When Truman was in office, Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson were running to replace him in 1952. Truman said, "You guys should be getting these intelligence briefings." Why?
He wanted everybody to be on the same page on the stuff that really mattered to the country. These are questions of national security. They need to know roughly what the situation is so they can take it seriously and behave responsibly. That's the idea.
What level of access is there for a presidential candidate compared to the incumbent president or members of the Senate? John Kerry's a member of the Senate right now.
The big questions are always kind of simple. How many nuclear weapons does North Korea have? What's your latest estimate? Well, I mean, that doesn't take a tremendous amount of access, and the CIA is in a very delicate position. Does it tell him the truth, or do they fudge it in some manner? I mean, the administration doesn't want them to tell Kerry that there are more nuclear weapons in North Korea than we had previously thought. On the other hand, Kerry might win the election, and if he becomes the next president and discovers the CIA was lying to him, he's going to be furious about it. We've never had an agency that was so politicized as it is now. Almost every question that Kerry would be inclined to ask has an intense political overtone to it.
Is there any rule or regulation about what the presidential candidates must receive in the way of information?
No. There's no law that requires this to be done. It's just a practice.
Isn't it a little strange that an administration is, by tradition, compelled to give some information to the man who wants to replace that administration?
I don't think it's strange. I mean, both of these people aspire to lead the country. They're both devoted to the welfare of the country. They're both concerned about defending the country. So it's natural that they would deal with serious issues in a serious way. And you would expect that to be the case. You would expect the administration to make a good faith effort to tell the guy what he needed to know. And you would expect the guy who was receiving the briefing to behave in a responsible manner.
The Washington Post has reported that the Kerry campaign has had some arguments with the White House over these classified briefings. What is the history here exactly? Where do the briefings normally take place, and who normally gives them, who normally gets them?
There is no normally. It's different every case. Every presidential candidate is different. Every incumbent president is different. The CIA is different from one period to another. But I can tell you that when the first President Bush was running the country, he had the CIA send people out to Little Rock, Arkansas to brief Bill Clinton. There was no big struggle about it. He just did it. The fight isn't about the details. The fight is just, I think it's really about their inherent reluctance to give this guy a shot at asking the CIA the serious questions.
Is this a way for the Central Intelligence Agency to hedge its bets in that they develop a relationship with the guy who might be their next boss?
The CIA always works for the president, and obviously that's dicey when you're changing presidents. The CIA has been very faithful to George Bush, in my opinion, way too faithful. But the chance that he's going to be replaced is a real one they have to take into account. So if they brief Kerry, they cannot do it in a narrow partisan way. They have to do it in a responsible, open way. Kerry knows that, and Bush knows that, and the CIA knows that. It's a very fine line. There are a lot of questions here that could cause trouble for the Bush administration just simply by being asked by Kerry.
Mr. Powers, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thomas Powers is the author of Intelligence Wars, American Secret History from Hitler to Al-Qaeda.